Celebration! This is celebrating 3 years of the podcast and taking messy actions. Yeah, because without messy action, this podcast would not exist. And, it's been a journey. So, podcast wasn't created to be big, to be popular, it was created to share my journey, to share what I've learned, and normalizing things. Actually, one of the most popular episodes and feedback that I get on is the vulnerability episode, on how it rings so true to people who've listened to it, and how it's not something that's talked about openly. And that's the idea behind the podcast, all of it, is that I have found myself in a situation where I've chosen to be more vulnerable and open. And I share that because it is so normal, like everybody goes through this, yet most don't talk about it. We keep it in. And this is what it is. And also, a rising tide lifts all boats. And the idea is to, I think it's in New Zealand where it's the poppy syndrome. If like anybody sticks out, you got to cut it down so like everybody's at the same level. And why do that, right? Why not? It's one way of doing it. You can do that if you want, but why not instead of, you know, you rising up and cheering others to rise up with you? So instead of like keeping sort of the status quo at the same level. And for those who are listening to this only on audio, there is a video version of this available, and I'm moving my hands a lot. So instead of like keeping everybody at the status quo level, sort of normalized level, like if you grow higher, come and bring somebody else up too, and do that, and you'll find that when that person does that, that person will go and do that to somebody else, and so on. And I'm talking from experience. I've seen that happen. I've seen how me cheering people on they've done that on their own, and some of them don't even talk to me anymore, and I can see that they're still doing it, and they're probably, it has a ripple effect, so it's beautiful. So that's why rising tide. Messy actions, and the 3 years. 3 years ago, I had this idea where I wanted to post, I think it was every 2 weeks, I don't even remember. I just left an 11-year relationship 2 years ago, fully financially dependent. When I left the relationship, it was COVID. I did not know where I was going to live because I lived full-time with my partner at the time. I did not know what job I was going to do because I was setting up my own thing. I did not know a lot of things. And this podcast had been brewing inside of me for a good 9 months. People have been saying, like, you need to share your voice, like what you say, what you share, because I would share it on Instagram first of all, rings true to me. And Instagram really has a short shelf life of the content you post, where podcast is way longer. So slowly that brewed inside of me, and I was surrounded by other podcasters. I was like, okay, let's do a podcast. Now, I wasn't super regular at it on the short term, right? So some episodes were 2 weeks apart, some were months apart, and it's still the case. But here you go, put it in numbers. It's been 3 years. This is officially the 44th episode that I've put out. So it's about a little bit more than an episode a month if you go over 3 years. And I've had 700 plays of all my podcast episodes. Now, if you're comparing yourself up, it's not a lot compared to other people. But where the messy action comes from is like, if I'd hold myself back and wanted everything to be perfect and waited for the right timing, having the energy, having the right equipment, having like everything perfect, there would be none of this. There would be zero episodes. There would be zero plays, zero listens. None of this would exist, right? And by the way, as I'm talking to you, I've got a very simple mic, an iPhone that's recording. It's an iPhone 5, I think. I was sick, I don't know, an old iPhone that's recording. And I'm using a platform which is free. And I'm sharing my voice. So this is a massive celebration into messy action. And by the way, if you're interested in how to take messy actions, I'm putting together a workshop that's free and accessible for you on the 26th of September. So it's coming up very soon. And there will be, you can find the link, sign up on tarabarro.com, T-A-R-A-B-A-R-O-T.com. And you can sign up there. Yeah. And if it's past that date, well, wait around for the next workshop to come around. If you want to stay updated, make sure you sign up to TB Insiders. That's where I share updated things. If you don't want to keep going on platforms to try to figure out what's coming up next, TB Insiders is the one place where you get it sent to your inbox straight away. And so you don't have to look anywhere else. And I make it easy for you. So that's there. But yeah, I mean, it was yesterday I was looking at my statistics because, like I said, I haven't posted an episode since April this year. It was a conscious break that I took as I needed to rest, take time for myself. I've been doing a lot of deep inner work on coaching as I've learned a lot more coaching cool tools, but I've done my own work as well to get through what was coming up, the triggers, the stories that I was holding myself back and everything. And I decided to put this on post because it didn't feel right then. And now this feels right. And actually I posted the values list tool yesterday and I'm recording this today. And this is going to be posted very shortly. And so I feel the energy now. Now I've rested, I'm resourced, I'm alive. And well, I've been alive before. I'm well aware of that. I feel alive. And it's easy. All of it is easy. It feels easy. And that's what I aim to do. And even my coaching, like, it's opting out of hustle and creating the dream life that you want for yourself with ease. Yeah, you gotta do the inner work though. That's the thing. You don't just like, hey, planner, easy life, dream life. No. It feels easy, but you gotta be able to look at yourself in the mirror, be kind and compassionate to yourself, and realize that you are the one that can create your life, and you are also the one that's holding yourself back. Therefore, if you're the one holding yourself back, you need to work on that. There's nothing around there. But the beauty about working on yourself is once you do that, all the blocks, and I'm putting my hands up, that have been in your way, just crumble down. And then you can just walk. But yeah, so this is what I've been working on. And celebrating 3 years of podcasting, messy action, not perfect by any means. Celebrating the fact that I've kept showing up for myself. And that I'm still here and going. I mean, in 2020, I would have never thought that I'd be here. And that's worth a celebration. So, yes. This was just like sharing a bit of the journey and all that. If this has inspired you for any reasons of whatever I'm sharing, please do share along. And if you've chosen to come and show up for the workshop where it's taking messy action, great. See you on the 26th. It's Hong Kong time zones. Again, Tara Barro, TARABAROT.com. And there's a banner on the website to sign up for the workshop. Yeah, if it's gone, it's past the workshop date. All right. Thank you for listening or watching. I appreciate you so much. And I love to hear your feedback, by the way. When you are listening to anything that I share or you're applying it, and then you share with me your feedback or DM or screenshots or whichever, the joy you are bringing to me, just a smile, it's beautiful. I mean, I know, because most people don't share, that it impacts, because I've heard it later on, But when you do share, it's just like high vibrations all around, and I appreciate you so much for doing so. So thank you so much for that. And